In this episode, you'll learn why social media is the worst way to grow your podcast in 2025.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Tig O'Shea.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover the shocking findings of us interviewing 100 podcasters on how they grow.
Why social media might be a waste of time for your podcast growth.
And finally, some alternative podcast growth strategies that actually get you more listeners. Welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like, and address the uncomfortable truth around what's really holding you back from taking your show to that next level. So, Anthony, at this point, you know, we're about 5 years into our podcasting career. Would it be fair to say we have a bit of a grudge against social media for podcast growth? Or do you think we're completely unbiased and always give it a fair shot?
I think at this point, it's probably leaning more towards like, if I hear someone talk about using social media to grow, I instantly feel terrible and bad for them. Like, obviously, for the simple reason that we just know it's a waste of time. And it's always so fascinating when you have this back and forth with a podcaster or an individual who's trying to grow their show, which is a good thing. They're trying to grow. That's fantastic, right? But it's always very painful because when you ask a couple of questions and dig deeper into, hey, how is it going? You get a very similar answer, which isn't encouraging, which essentially is, well, actually, my show hasn't grown for the last 6 months or the last 12 months since I've been promoting. Now, this trend, this isn't like a new thing. Like, I might have a conversation with someone today who brings this up, but this pattern of people using social media to promote and try to grow their show isn't a new thing, right?
No, it's not. I mean, back in 2022, we interviewed 100 podcasters, didn't we? That was in February, so actually about 3.5 years ago. And we each did about 50 interviews. We got on calls, spoke to 50 podcasters each of different walks of life, different niches, time in podcasting, purposes, etc. And something we talked about amongst many things was how they were growing and what their strategy was for growth. The overwhelming majority said social media. I don't have the stats to hand right now, but at least 90% of people that we spoke to were posting on social media. And that was one of two or maybe three things they were doing to try and grow, if not the only thing they were doing. But what was shocking and actually a bit sad about this is that I remember one person who had managed to successfully grow with it and they kind of just hit the jackpot. They went viral on TikTok or something like that. But everyone else had poured so much time into posting and promoting and kind of sharing their podcast on social media to absolute crickets, like no growth. And 3 years later, we still speak to people and we get these responses pretty much every week.
Yeah, which is, well, I've been promoting on social media and then you'd ask, of course, got it. So I guess since you've been promoting on social media over the last 12 months, what does your growth today compare like to when you first started promoting? And it's the exact same answer, which is, well, the growth hasn't really budged at all. And the worst part is the majority of our clients and people trying to grow using social media hate using social media. What makes it even worse is once you reflect and realize, hey, I don't need to do this thing that I hate doing to try to grow the show, because the thing that I hate doing that I am doing isn't even growing the show. It helps you accept that as a reality and be okay with it. And then it allows you to pose different questions. Now, before we get into alternative things that you can start doing to grow your show properly, the right way, why on earth, Tig, is it that posting on social media doesn't actually help people grow their podcast?
Well, there's a few reasons. One of the most fundamental reasons is because when you make up a social media post, you're promoting to everyone on your feed, right? Unless you're running like paid ads or something on the post, you're posting to your network and hoping the algorithm might pick it up if it's like short form content or something like that. They're not interested, and not that they're not your target audience. I mean, depending on what social media you're posting from, you know, you might be like your business profile where you've got potential leads or people in your network. And obviously there's the algorithm as well. You might hope that a decent amount, and again, keyword hope, of the people seeing the post might be your target audience. They might be the type of people that would listen to your show, but they're not looking for a podcast to listen to at the time of them seeing your post. They are either looking at memes, they are either doom scrolling, they are either on the toilet wasting time, all of the above. And whichever one it is, they're just doing something for a few moments, or they're just wasting time getting short dopamine hits, and they're absolutely not looking to go and find something to commit another half an hour to, or to go and find something that they actually need to focus on.
That's so true, Tiger. And I think a good way to put this would be, you know, in terms of the first point of, hey, you're promoting to essentially everyone on your feed who just aren't interested in the topic of your show. Look, imagine for a second you have a vegan podcast and you live in New York City, so you decide to find the busiest corner in New York City. You grab a megaphone and you start screaming at the top of your lungs, check out my podcast about veganism. It doesn't matter how long or how often or how consistent you scream out, check out my podcast about veganism. If the majority of people aren't vegan, why the hell would they check out your podcast? But this is what so many people are doing on their newsfeed, where they just scream out, check out my podcast, promote constantly, where the majority of their listeners just aren't interested in the specific topic. If they were, you'd probably have more listeners, but they're not, so they just ignore it. And that's totally fine. The same way that when you go on your phone on social media, you probably see a bunch of people promoting their podcast. How many of them do you listen to? Very few. I know for me, I just ignore the like majority, right?
Right. And even if it's something that I would actually be interested in, you know, the best thing I might do is save it for later, and then like 10%
about
times
it.
I'll come back to it, you know? So again, like catching people at the wrong time is such a force demultiplier. Is that a word? Like it really just like de-amplifies the effort that you're going through of getting it out there, because you're going to reach people, but it just reaches people at the wrong time and it completely backfires the whole point of reaching them in the first place. They are either not going to listen, they're going to see it and think, oh, maybe later, and then never see it again. Or at best, they might save it or like it and intend to come back to it later with a very low follow through.
Now, let's say you have those 2 points somehow magically fixed and you figure out a way to promote your podcast to the right target audience where every single person loves the idea of your show. You magically find them at the right time where they're opening up their social media platform and app to discover a new podcast. Let's say all those things line up. You still have another big problem, which is you're literally promoting to the exact same crowd. So if you have 1,000 followers who all love your show and are all opening up social media at the same time to discover your podcast, but they're the exact same 1,000 followers every single time, you're not really expanding your reach any further than your current audience. So you still kind of stay stuck in the same place, even if everything lined up magically. So that's why social media really doesn't help you grow. It's never helped people grow. Like, I don't know, like we sound very strong saying that, it's because for us, I don't want to see you waste any more time on this platform or these platforms trying to promote, when the likelihood is you don't even like to promote or be on these platforms. And we know, Tig, based on our own experiences, basically every single one of our clients has been able to blow up their shows, who have blown up their shows, have been able to do so and grow consistently and monetize without relying on social media. So it begs the question, what should you do instead? And how are these clients growing their shows without promoting or relying on promoting on social media platforms?
Before we jump into that, I know what some of you might be thinking. Oh, but no, I'm doing short form content though. It's different. It's not just going out to my friends and family. It's meant to go viral. You know, I'm clipping up the best parts of the podcast and the TikTok algorithm is going to boot off. Or, you know, it's going to go crazy on Instagram Reels.
Crazy.
Or LinkedIn are promoting video content now. So like, I'm in the right place at the right time.
Five things I did to improve my marriage that I learned from being a CEO in top executive places.
Doesn't work like that. We've spoken to hundreds of podcasters and seen the short form content that they post. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You know, it doesn't go viral in the way people think it is. Because to do that, it takes a lot more skill and intentionality than just clipping up some podcasts and throwing on a bunch of other platforms. To go viral with short form content is a whole endeavor in itself. And just kind of repurposing podcasts and dumping them across all the other social medias, it really doesn't appeal the algorithm in the way people think it does. Yes, it's short form content, but it's not short form content that's actually designed to really catch fire. And we have seen so many podcasters that are paying agencies for this or spending a lot of their time using tools to do this, only for it to get like 200 views every time, and not even any idea in terms of how many people might see that and then go check out the podcast. Don't even get me started on the experiment me and Anthony did this time a year ago, where we really gave this our best shot ourselves, posted for 30 days straight, shorts every day on every platform, and we actually tracked all the numbers too. If you go back through the podcast, you'll find the episode where we break it down.
Let's just say it's an acquired taste from 5 years of us going through torture experiences of clients who've invested thousands of dollars with terrible agencies, hours and hours on end on a platform they literally don't want to be on, only to get pretty, and I say pretty being kind, really what I mean is literally zero results when it comes to podcast growth. So with that being said, how can we start saving you way more time so you haven't got to post on these platforms you don't want to post on and use actually effective strategies to grow your show?
Well, that is the question, and thank you for bringing us back on track. So look, if we break it down to kind of the first principles here, the reason people promote on social media in the first place is because we want to get exposure to the podcast in order to grow. But the issue is the exposure is to a mixed bag of people or the wrong people, and it's exposure to people at the wrong time because they don't have the intent to go and listen. So what if there were other strategies we could use that got exposure, but to more of the right people rather than kind of some right people, some wrong people, and perhaps most importantly, exposure that hit people at the right time when they were actually looking for a new podcast to listen to?
Well, that's exactly what podcast SEO allows you to do. Podcast SEO, if you're not aware, is essentially the process of ranking your show high on Apple and Spotify. These are the two main platforms that new listeners go to discover new shows. They just type in specific search terms and keywords. Now, the issue is the majority of podcasters have incredible content, but are totally unaware of podcast SEO. Or maybe if you listen to the show, you've heard of podcast SEO, but you're clueless around how to actually improve your podcast SEO, how to get your show ranked higher on Apple and Spotify. So regardless of how many thousands of people search in real estate podcasts, if podcasts about real estate, how to reduce stress, if your podcast is about how to reduce stress, when you're not optimized to rank on page one of Apple and Spotify for these keywords, it means you're invisible. And that's why so many podcasters stay small. Now for our clients, once we fix this, their growth starts to explode because all of a sudden they have thousands of organic listeners finding and discovering their show at the time when they're literally looking for a podcast to listen to. So that's the first thing. The second thing is featuring as a guest on other people's podcasts. Now, why is it important for other podcasters who are looking to grow to not just get guests onto their show, but for them to guest on other people's shows in their space? Why is that so important?
You know, we're talking about exposure to people at the right time, i.e. exposure to a potential listener when they might be looking for a new podcast, or with the highest likelihood of them actually going and listening to another podcast. What better likelihood than getting in front of potential listeners who are listening to a podcast? Because then we actually know they're podcast listeners, right? Whereas on social media, we don't even know if the people who are seeing our post even like podcasts in the first place. Statistically, they probably don't. But if you get some exposure to another podcast in your niche, then you know that all of that exposure is going to people who are in your niche, i.e. the right type of listeners, and who listen to podcasts. So there's a much higher likelihood that they might go and check your show out too, because again, they're already a podcast listener and they're in your space if you're featuring as a guest on a relevant podcast, not obviously a podcast that has nothing to do with yours, but another podcast of the same genre.
So you end up targeting specific shows about specific kinds of topics where you shortcut your way to a much bigger audience. That's the power of featuring on other people's podcasts in your space. These two strategies, podcast SEO and featuring on other people's show, podcast guesting, has played a huge role in our clients seeing significant growth from people going from 400 monthly downloads to 23,000 monthly downloads 11 months later. Other people going from 1,500 to 5,000 monthly downloads 6 months later and generating $30,000 in their second year of podcasting. The point is, once again, it is possible once you have the right strategies. So like, if you're in a spot where you feel like, hey guys, this makes total sense, I haven't wasted time on social media. The truth is, when it comes to podcast SEO and guesting, I'm kind of at a loss. I don't really know what to do, what I'm doing, how it all works. Well, we have something for you. We would love to audit your current podcast and then we'll make very specific suggestions based on your show, your actual description, what your podcast is all about, on the actual keywords you should be ranking for. This way, you can become way more visible in way less time and you won't have to have the guesswork of trying to figure this out yourself. So this is essentially a bribe to basically get you into our ecosystem further some more. If you are willing to take us up on that offer, once again, go to the show notes, click the first link that you see. We're offering again a free podcast SEO audit, or visit our website getmorelisteners.com/SEO audit. Fill in your details and we'll get your audit and report back to you as soon as possible. With that being said, we'll catch you in the next episode.